questions or clarifications before I go ahead? The samadhi, all that, that's what we saw last time. Mananam and Nididhyasana. Okay. And I also said we will do some Nididhyasana practice here. I said that also well. Okay. Before that, is there any questions, clarifications, anything? Okay, then we'll do the practice, then go into the eightfold practice that is coming there. Now, whether you are doing Sakshi meditation or Nididhyasana or anything, the beginning will be the same. It's good to follow that practice. Okay. Where we are talking in terms of quietening the mind, the japa, dhyanam, all that is good to follow. So until there, everyone is familiar with. So I will come up to there. After that silence, you know, the one who watches silence, is silence, all that. After that, we'll start the Nididhyasana. So just for your this thing, because when I'm doing it, I'm not going to say, okay, now we start Nididhyasana. It has to flow. That's why I'm saying it before. Okay, up to there is simple meditation, dhyanam. After that, we'll start the Nididhyasana. To start Nididhyasana, you have to pick up a word which you are comfortable with. Okay? Like consciousness, awareness, shuddham. You know, things like that, words like that. Okay? So I'll pick up one or two words and we'll see. Then we'll follow it up and with whatever questions you have. Then go into the other part of it. Okay? So let's start. Hope you all had your cup of coffee in the morning and come. I had Matunga coffee, that's keeping me awake. Okay, so you relax. Hands, feet, comfort position. Okay, comfort position. If from some teacher you have learnt a mudra or something and you want to keep that mudra, I'm fine with that. Please do that. Okay. At home, you can use any mantra you want or you are comfortable with. Here, as I said, I say Om Ishaya Namaha, which is a mantra that's there. That word Isha is used in 3-4 major religions. So I use that. Okay, so we sit erect. Comfortable base, spine erect. Okay. You don't have to be at attention, you just have to be straight, comfortable, relaxed. Eyes and mouth gently closed. Facial muscles relaxed. Neck muscles relaxed. Shoulders. Arms. Forearms. Palms and fingers all relaxed. Chest muscles relaxed. Sides relaxed. Upper back. Lower back relaxed. Waist and hips relaxed. Thigh muscles relaxed. Knees relaxed. Calf muscles, shin relaxed. Ankles, feet and toes, all relaxed. Look at the body in one sweep of vision from the head to the toe. It's all relaxed. Just to help you quieten your mind further, pay attention to your breathing. Breathing happens. You're just paying attention to it. Breathing happens. Now invoke the Lord Ishvara in any form you can relate to and offer a manasa puja, a mental worship. No rules, keep it as vivid as you can, that's all. Normally you would do whatever worship you would do outside. Asanam, snanam, vastram, alankaram, dupam, deepam, naivedyam. This would be the normal thing that you do outside. Follow the same thing mentally. Pick up the aarti plate for the final aarti. The final aarti is always camphor. Strike that match. See the camphor flaring up. Offer the aarti to the Lord. See the face of the Lord lighting up in the light of the camphor. Put down the aarti plate, take the aarti yourself, prostrate to the Lord and sit down for your japa. And worship is important. Worship gives you a sense of acceptance. Isharpanam and prasada buddhi. You accept all that is there in your life, globally. If you have some difficulty with someone, you can always focus on that person and develop an attitude of acceptance. We have done this part elaborately before. Now you are sitting down for your japa. At the japa, you are no more thinking of any form of the Lord. Your attention is on the silence between the chanting. Om Ishaya Namaha. 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 Before the chant, there is silence. After the chant, there is silence. The chant comes up in silence, goes back into silence. Like in the wave in water does not displace the water, the chant is nothing but a wave in the silence awareness. It does not displace the silence awareness that you are. In silence you hear the chant. As silence you hear the chant. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om गणेशाय नमः। ॐ ईशाय नमः। You are that silence, the silence which is nothing but awareness. This awareness, which is Shuddham, pure. What do you mean by pure? Untouched by any of your emotional hassles, anger, jealousy, greed, hatred. Untouched by all this, untouched by worry, untouched by anxiety, it is pure. Shuddham, Shuddham Brahma. I am that, untouched by a smoke of thought, one flame of awareness, untouched by the smoke of thought. Shuddham Chaitanyam, pure consciousness. All that is there is consciousness, awareness. No worry, no anxiety. No pain, no guilt, no hurt. All that is a mithya thought. And I am the content, the very content, pure consciousness. I am that pure awareness, silence that is awareness. Awareness that is silence. We generally say awareness is in the body. Not true. The mind is an awareness. The body is an awareness. The space is an awareness. Everything is in me awareness. I am not in the body. The body is in me. In me awareness alone is everything. See this fact clearly. Awareness is not in the mind. The mind is an awareness. The thought is an awareness. It rises in awareness, dies down into awareness. The body is an awareness. Awareness is not in the body. The body is an awareness. Space is an awareness. पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुगच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 कैन कप योर आईज कैन कम बैक टू नॉर्मल थिंकिंग Simple way of doing Nidhityasana. I talked about Shuddham, I talked about awareness. You can elaborate any aspect you want and take it in. Clear about how to go about this? Okay. Any questions, clarifications? There is a section on obstacles that can come up in Samadhi that we will see when he is dealing with it. Okay. Shall we go ahead now with the text or? Yeah, okay. Yep. Now, for this practice, okay, he is talking about 8 steps, 8 angas. Okay. In fact, it is Ashtanga Yoga. When you say yoga, when you say I am practicing yoga, or I am a yoga teacher, or a follower, really speaking, we are talking about Ashtanga Yoga. Nowadays, yes, to popularize yoga, okay, we present it as something secular. It is secular in the sense anyone can practice it. You don't have to be Hindu to practice it. But the roots of yoga is in Hinduism. That can't be avoided. Because it's the whole eightfold thing. You just take the asanas and make it an exercise and practice it. Then it becomes another form of exercise. The yoga is really practiced. It is not a simple form of exercise. It's much more than that. It has health benefits, that is true. But it is much more. So let us see the whole Ashtanga Yoga here as an aid, as a help for Vedanta Sadhana. Vedanta Sadhana is what? Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasana. 3 things. To help it. Okay? To help that. Okay? To make that, to take care of my mind. He follows Ashtanga Yoga. Therefore he says asya angani yama niyama asana pranayama pratyahara dharana dhyana samadaya 8 steps ashta anga the angi is nirvikalpa samadhi anga means limbs 8 limbs, 8 parts. Then what is the main thing? Main thing is Nirvikalpa Samadhi. For that all this is angas. Why is Nirvikalpa Samadhi taken as the main thing in yoga? Because, look at it, when you look talking about yoga, you must go to Patanjali because he is the one who has written the Yoga Sutras. Defining Yoga Sutras, in the second sutra he says, Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Nirodha or mastery of the Chitta Vritti Nam, the thought that comes in the mind. Meaning, mastery of the mind is yoga. He defines me. Yoga is mastery of the mind. What is the highest mastery possible? Think when you want to think. Stop thinking when you don't want to think. Correct. Think when you want. Stop thinking when you don't want. Correct?
Is it possible?
Right? It's not impossible. Who said it is impossible? We all do it. You want to stop thinking? Stop thinking. Stop thinking, start thinking. It's so simple. With practice. It doesn't happen overnight. This is the highest, I said, the highest mastery possible. Okay? Highest mastery possible. Other mastery would be what? Samadama. That's also mastery. Handling your emotions, managing your mind. All that is also mastery. So your thinking you master, your emotions you master, thinking you clarify, and if you have to stop thinking, learn to stop thinking. Hold. That stopping thinking is what is presented as Nirvikalpa Samadhi in yoga. Comes as a result of some practice. This is what? Aids for Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. Why? Because without a mastered mind, what are you going to sit down and listen? Mind idhar udhar jayega na? What is mastered mind? When you have to think about a topic, keep it there. It should remain there. Idhar baithke says, ayyo, people are coming for lunch today, what will I do? Swami is taking 5 minutes extra. Get worked up. By 12:15 he's talking home. Or I told my cook to make this thing. As he made, bola na, can you do anything about it now? No. Then remain here. Let the mind remain here. The mind remain. No? Or Isha Namaha. Isha. Ye Sesh Mahal Dhana Koshe Kya Yo. Isha and Seshmal. Why? Because of similarity of sound. Not similarity of meaning, only sound. Mind goes. Therefore, how about Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, what are you going to do if the mind is not mastered? Therefore, this helps you mastery of the mind. So he mentioned 8 steps for it. Okay, 8 steps for it. This is the complete yoga. Okay, complete yoga actually. We take one small part, asana. Bas, udnai, udari atak gaya. Udari atak gaya. What is gone before is not seen, what is coming later is not seen. Then it becomes like one of the other exercise systems available. That's all, nothing more than that. Yeah. That's all it becomes. Okay. Now let us look at it. What are the first one is Yama. Yama and Niyama both deal with certain value structure. Okay. What is that? Tatra, Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha, Yamaha. Oh, translation mein thoda gadbad hai. Okay. What is Yama? 4 qualities. First, Ahimsa. Not hurting people. Basic value structure. I will not hurt people as far as possible. It's not merely non-violence. Okay? Very often Ahimsa is translated as non-violence. Football is a violent game. No? But there is no Ahimsa in football. Football is not opposed to Ahimsa. Ahimsa is not hurting people. Yeah. I agree, people get hurt. People get hurt cooking also. Correct? Mistake will cut your finger. And then the food becomes non-vegetarian. Drops of blood went in non-vegetarian.
क्या करेगा,
फॉरगेट इट, डोंट वरी, बट दैट डजंट मेक कुकिंग हिम सर, आई विल नॉट हर्ट पीपल, दैट्स इट, वैल्यू स्ट्रक्चर, बिकॉज आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू बी हर्ट, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू बी हर्ट. So why should somebody else be want to be hurt? I will treat others like how I expect to be treated. I have the simple basis. Okay. So to human beings first, and later on to the whole environment. That's why environmental thinking was high in traditional living. Vegetarianism came out of that. Yeah. Why? For the sake of my tongue, I'm not going to kill something. Just for the tongue? No. For the sake of your tongue, you're eating a tongue. You know, yeah. Therefore, even vegetarianism became an extension. It makes you sensitive. It develops your sense of empathy. You mean to say you never cut down trees or something? Of course we did. So when you cut down a tree, you took the permission of the forest in a prayer. You took the permission of the tree and then chopped it down. And for every tree you cut, you plant 10. This is how the principle was. Okay? For every tree you cut, you plant 10. So at least three, four of them will come up. Yeah. This is a ahimsa value extension to environment. This, I won't damage the environment. I won't pollute the waters. River sacred. All rivers were considered sacred. So I won't pollute it. I won't put my garbage in that. Yeah, normal use will happen. I'll have my bath, this, that, etc. Fine. That the river can handle. Industrial effluence, then the mighty river becomes the mighty canal. Running through Bombay. Can you imagine you had a river running through Bombay? At Borivali National Park, you can drink from that water. You got half a dozen streams, you know, there joining the Maitri. All potable water. Until it reaches Vihar Lake, it is potable. Once it comes out of Vihar into Powai, it becomes a problem. From Powai onward, the problem starts. Because the industrial effluents start going into it. From Powai, by the time it reaches Sakinaka, gone. It's a dirty canal after that. Why? Because it's not treated as a sacred, simple as that. But the Ganga is also polluted, correct? Ganga is also polluted. Up to Haridwar you can drink that water, it is potable. I have got it tested. Yeah. Up to Haridwar it is potable. After that again industrial effluents come in, it becomes a problem. Because normal human use, the pathogenic activity of the river will take care of it. Industrial effluents, the pathogens cannot handle. That's how it is. So all this came from where? The sacredness and the value of ahimsa. Respect everything. Everything is holy anyway. And respect everything. But first, important in terms of our practice, human beings first. Ahimsa towards human beings. Yeah. And as any value is relative, is relative. I'm a soldier on the battlefield. Ahimsa, yes. You're a pacifist. Ahimsa doesn't mean I'm a pacifist. I'm a soldier on the battlefield. I will shoot and I will kill. But I will follow the Geneva Convention. A wounded prisoner will be treated. He won't be tortured. All that I will follow. No? So, the ahimsa is still followed. How much a soldier can follow? How much a householder can follow? How much a sadhu can follow? More. Non-competitive. Why? That guy needs it more than me, yaar. Let him take it. Ahimsa. To that extent. Okay. Why? Because it develops your sensitivity. Sensitivity means what? Your ability to empathize. A mind that can empathize can see more than that is what is visible to others, more than that is said, more than that is heard. Isn't it true? Remember in that empathy dialogue workshop what we did? Your child comes home from school, throws his bag to the sofa and says, "Stupid school, I don't want to go back." How do you empathize with that child? What do you mean you want to go to school? Of course you're going to go to school tomorrow. That's not empathy. That's called critical upbringing. You had it like that from your parents. Empathize. Empathy will be what? Look at the kid. Kid is really angry here. Something has gone on. You sense that. You sense that. And then you respond accordingly with empathy. Boy, you really seem to be bugged at school. Yeah. You know, stupid, you know what happened? Yeah. Tell me, what happened? You don't care, you don't listen. No, I understand you're angry. I understand that much. Why I don't understand unless you tell me? Okay. The kid starts talking. Communication is developed. Why? Because you understood more. Same way, out of ahimsa, when you have that natural empathy, when the teacher is unfolding Vedanta, you will understand more than the words. That lakshana, all that will work in your mind very well. Why? Because empathy is there. If empathy is not there, critical. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? No, no, no. Yeah. That empathy makes you understand much more. Bolta na Hindi mein. Samajhne wala ishara bhi samajh jayega. I say. That's what empathy is about, and that is developed by your sensitivity. Your sensitivity comes from the value of ahimsa. Because ahimsa comes from the care that you have to everyone around you. Care. You care for people around you. Are you getting this? Yeah, it's a very subtle value, no? Something. Ahimsa. Okay. We have seen this before also. Gita mein dekha hai. Okay. Satya. Satya, satya vachanam. Being truthful in my conduct. This honesty, integrity in what I do. That means what I have inside and what I express is same. There is no distortion. That means I live by what I know. And when I come to understand the truth, it will flow through into my life more easier than when it is broken up. We have seen how we create splits by every lie I say. The knower, talker, split. The knower, doer, split. Because you know something and you are doing something different. You are saying something different. You create splits inside. Avoid that. Bring in integrity. That's why the word is, in English is integrity. No? To integrate thought, word and deed. To integrate that. Thought, word and deed is integrated. Of course, everything you think you need not say. Think somebody is an idiot. You don't have to say that. Okay. Why? Ahimsa comes into the picture. Why hurt him by saying he's an idiot? Can you see that? The guy is an idiot. But you don't have to say it. Why? Ahimsa. Don't hurt the person by calling him an idiot. Simple. Each limit each other. Problem solved. All this we have seen elaborately. Satya. Asteya. Asteya is not taking something that belongs to others. Okay. Your intellectual property rights and all come from here. Patenting all the thing come. But they all have to be limited, okay? Because in India we believed one thing. Knowledge belongs to one who mastered it with love. So who can say, this is my property? It's knowledge. Knowledge is God's. Okay, yeah. Therefore, I respect intellectual property, right? But up to a point. Up to a point. Up to a point, not beyond that. Patenting also up to a point, not beyond that. Yeah. But I will not take somebody else's wealth, somebody else's possession, somebody else's name, fame, credit. Yeah. I'll give credit where it is due. That's also part of asteyam. Not cheating, not stealing. Literally means not stealing. What not stealing means what? Credit, name, fame. Give it where it is due. Asteya. There's a bigger value coming later. We'll see that. Okay. Then, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya translation mein thoda gadbad hai. Because remember, this is a... Every person who practices yoga or studies Vedanta is not a sadhu, not a monk. Okay? So brahmacharya will mean a certain discipline, whether it is in all my enjoyments, not just sexual pleasure, a certain discipline coming in. Yeah. Even discipline coming in. Quarter kilo jalebi, kha sakta hai, aram se. What's the big deal about quarter kilo jalebis? Or a dozen gulab jamuns? I know somebody who has eaten 42. And when I look at her, I wonder where did all the 42 gulab jamuns go? She's so slim. Kidhar gayi? That apart. You can, of course, but you keep a certain discipline, a couple of pieces. That disciplining, you know, is called brahmacharya. In a larger context, brahma marge yo charanti, brahmani yo charanti. That brahman can be taken as brahman reality, but that will be applicable only to wise people. Here it is to a student also. Therefore, brahma there stands for the Veda. We have seen that in the Gita 4th chapter also, brahma standing for the Veda. Therefore, Veda marge yo charanti. Brahmacharya will mean to follow the Veda marga, meaning the spiritual path you go. You're on it. It's a better meaning than mere abstinence from sex and things like that. You know? Yeah. That is why the student was called brahmachari. The student in a gurukula was called a brahmachari. Why? He is initiated into Vedic studies. And he goes to a gurukula. Before he has gone to the gurukula, he has done the yajnopavitam. He is qualified. Only after that you gain the adhikara to do Vedic studies. So the first thing I have to do is the sacred thread. Initiation, that is. First initiation. Yeah. And your parent is supposed to do it for you. It's a small ceremony actually. Can be done at home. Of course, nowadays we make a big thing out of it. Not one nowadays. Last two generations we have been making big things out of it. A small thing, simple thing. Yeah. Either your parent or a guru can do it for you. Simple. Initiation. And after that he is studying the Veda and things like that. Therefore, brahmacharya meant brahma marge yogachati, yocharati, one who is moving on the brahma marga, Veda marga, meaning the spiritual path. You have the ultimate goal is moksha. That is, you already committed to that. That is the meaning of brahmacharya. Aparigraha. The translation is, you know, he's taken literal yoga book translations. Parigraha, to hold on. Aparigraha, not to hold on. Freedom from my sense of ownership. As we have said this before. I have a few things. It came to be my certain logic, it will go away from me by certain logic. Khali haat aaya hai, khali haat jayega. Mushti bankar aane wale haath phaila kar jayega. Remember that kawali? Good one. Charitas Vrish. That's it. This is fact of life, no? So, you're holding on to things. Householder. All of us have become householders. We hold on to the house. Yeah. We take better care of our houses than we take care of our bodies. Correct? We take better care of our bodies than what we take care of our minds. Ulta hai sab. I believe taking better care here, after that time rahega to udhar kar. Correct. Yeah. We want nothing in life, to recognize that. Really want nothing. We come up without anything, we are going to go without anything. We want nothing. In between, I have a few things to enjoy. Enjoy that. Yeah. It is the same thing, you know. You are staying on rent in a house. Three guy rent. Which problem hai? Landlord ko bola to, hey, plumbing ka problem hai. He is supposed to send somebody to that. Then you like the house, so you bought it from him. Same house. Now what? Your whole attitude is different to the same house, no? Previously also you were staying in the same house. Now also you are staying in the same house. But now there is a sense of, it is mine. Previously naita. Yeah, previously naita. Rent, you are cursing the landlord for taking so much money from you. Rents in Bombay are too much. Highway robbery. All that he will say. Now you are paying more EMIs actually, but still you are okay, you are happier. Just a shift there has happened. Now there is nothing else. Physically nothing has changed. Practically nothing has changed. But everything has changed. Yeah. That's all. Aparigraha. Freedom from that. You want nothing. Yeah. God given. Certain things have come to you. You will take care of it. You will use it well. It is meant for using. You take care means what? You are supposed to take care? Yeah.
Sense of trusteeship would be known as a word.
Trusteeship, yeah. Gandhiji used that term. We in fact, he used it for all industries and things like that. That all industrialists should use a sense of trusteeship. I am talking even simpler things. Nice house. I knew someone whom I knew stays in Chembur. They have a nice, well done sitting room. Okay? Yeah, when you enter, there is a sitting room. That side, one bedroom, this side, another bedroom. Here, there is a kitchen. And here there is a TV room. Okay, that's how it is. But they kept a separate door so that you can enter into the TV room. Why? The sitting room is functional only when guests come. It's all kept nicely. Very nicely. And the lady's grandchild came. One of the daughters was abroad. Had a child there, came. So by the time the child came, it was about just before the child's second birthday. And child, man, is jumping on the sofa and things like that. And every jump, I could see that lady's heart is jumping up. No? I'm not joking. Rani, bhagna jara. Bhagna. Keep the kid down. Saying the other daughter, keep the kid down. Come on, what is this? The kid is meant for the sofa, or sofa is meant for the kid? It's only a sofa, yeah. Come on. Big deal. It's your own grandchild. It's coming only for 2 weeks. Kid is coming only for 2 weeks, you know, sofa is to be there.
2 minutes is also enough.
And then the young couple, I know them well, brought the kid over to my house. And then now someone else's house, no? The mother is telling him. I said, don't jump. I said, hey, this is my house. The kid has the right to do what the kid wants in this house, okay? Climb on the sofa, climb on the table, come on. Do anything and everything. It's fine. Yeah. The kid's unrestricted is more important than how the state of my furniture is. fish. Aparigraha, hey, come on, yaar. Pragmatic aparigraha I'm talking about. Yeah, I know you have to keep it nice and clean. All, na? Theek hai, Baba. Big deal. Yeah. You have to just take the covers and wash it once. No? Because the kid may have a dirty leg or must have peed on it or whatever. Take it and wash it. Now, okay, come, what else? Big deal. It's a big deal. Your heart being open. Pragmatic aparigraha we are talking about. It's okay, I accept. If your teenage son is jumping up on it, you stop it. That I can understand. That I can understand. But what's the big deal? You know, look at your attitude towards things that you have, your possessions, you know, those things. We all have a few things like that, you know? Special possessions. Yeah, I can understand it. If certain things are gifted to you or something, you give it some special thing. I can understand that. Those things I can understand. Otherwise, what? Yeah. Because that sense of ownership continues. You know, you're giving it to someone, still continues. Yeah, like sometimes my mother used to comment, huh, that ladle is broken. I said, yeah, 40 years I used it and you broke it in 2 years. Because you used it for 40 years and 2 years and my hand it broke. How do you expect it? Nithya was doing. It's a ladle. It's been used. You used it for 40 years. 42 years it broke. Even in your hands also it broke. Aparigraha is not there, that's what it means. Holding on. Yeah. Given it is given. Okay? Therefore, aparigraha is the attitude towards things that you have in life. And why do we do this? We do this because we judge ourselves by the things that we have. The house that we have, it's all great. If your artistic state taste has been expressed in that house, it's great. I'm not denying all that. All that is great. But the self-judgment that comes, no? My sense of happiness. Oh. I make the house into a home, not the other way around. Correct or not? A house is a house. You make a home out of it. Not a museum piece. Yeah, so few art items you'll have because for the sense of decor. But your house is not supposed to be a museum piece where a child cannot walk because this may go up that way. That's what happens when Archie visits Veronica, you know. You know the Archie comics, no? When Archie visits Veronica, the father is always, kya todega ye champion? That way. Now you got the message, okay? Aparigraha, freedom from your sense of ownership, from the feeling that I own this. You own nothing. Yeah, you own nothing. Now it can come from various ways. Like I have a friend, for years she wanted a house of her own. Single woman, years she wanted a house of her own. Finally she managed it, to get it. And she really did it very well, you know. Very artistically, very nicely, very elegantly done. Understated, elegantly done. And I told her, hey, she's a doctor by profession, okay, a researcher. You can have a second profession waiting for you if you want, interior decorator, because so well done. Enough. I did it once, no? Fine, enough. I said, don't you feel happy with it? I feel. But if I ever were going to sell this and shift somewhere else, no, I will keep that house simpler than this. In the process of doing it, the aparigraha came in. Because already decided, no? Enough. One house I did, enough. Okay, bus. So it can come in through various ways. When you have owned a thing for some time, you can also let go of it. You need not give it away. I'm not saying that. But in your heart, that's all that is there. Enough. Both achha, comfortable, fine, nice. Not more than that. My self-judgment, I don't judge myself on the basis of that.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Yeah. It's like one of my friends, he comes from a very humble background. Not a very ambitious person. But he had one ambition. I want to drive a good car. So he bought it. He said, what about the EMIs? He said, EMIs are killing me, he's saying. Then I said, now you had that ambition, now what? Now, in 2 years I'm going to sell it off, pay back the EMIs, keep the remaining money for myself. I said, why? Okay, na? I wanted to own it. Now it's okay. Done. He actually said this to me. Yeah, may some of you know him, that's why I'm not mentioning names. Yeah. Aparigraha came in. Because of his humble background, he felt the need to own up something like that. We are not talking about a great car like a Merc or an Audi or something like that. Yeah, he is talking about a much simpler level car. Got a Honda. But he felt the need for that. After that, enough. Aparigraha. Important. How it comes in doesn't matter. But to come in. No? Freeze your mind from a lot of worry and anxiety and everything. Isn't it? It's okay. Jo ho gaya, ho gaya. Yeah. Okay. This is Yamaha. Then what is Niyama? It starts with Shauchaha, Santosha, Tapaha, Swadhyaya, Ishvara Pranidhanani, Niyamaha. Niyamas have another four. What is that? Shaucham. What is Shaucham? Cleanliness. Inside, outside, both. Outside is easy. Hygiene level, we don't even have to talk in today's society. Okay. Yeah. But Antra Shaucham. Inside. What is purity inside? Cleanliness inside, freedom from hurt, pain, guilt, anger, jealousy, all these emotions that makes me makes my life difficult. This is the thing. Inner purity means this. Anger is a problem. No? Inside my whole thing is this. Guilt, bigger problem. Hatred, issues. Absolute Shuddham is in Shuddham Brahman. What the Nididhyasana that we saw. This is relative with respect to my mind. I manage it, I handle it. I manage it, I handle it. It's free from these type of issues. The psychological work that I do, because your spiritual growth is based on psychological growth. Therefore, Shaucham, Santoshaha, to be cheerful. Santosha he has translated as contentment. And he has said being satisfied with what comes by itself. Yadrucha labha santushtaha. That is definition of a sadhu. What comes, comes. Prarabdhavashat, what comes, comes. That's it. For someone who is not a sadhu, how will it be? Santosha. How will santosha come into your life? Karma yoga buddhi, Ishara arpanam prasada buddhi. No? I work for what I want. Yeah, I want those things. I work for. Except what comes. There's an automatic santosham here. Cheerfulness. A cheerfulness that is there. You win some, you lose some. Didn't get it. Prabhu prasada. विभूति मिला आज प्रसाद में, लड्डू नहीं मिला, विभूति मिला, यू बी एबल टू लाफ एट इट अ बिट, द संतोष कम्स इन, थिंक अबाउट लाइक दैट. That prasada buddhi, that makes that mind cheerful, santosha. Hey, I'm teaching your ananda and you're all so serious about it. What ananda will you recognize? Mind is so serious. Focus. This is wrong, that is wrong. This. All wrong only, you know, you're thinking. Why? Because your life is governed by 200 rules. You know, the small stuff is holding up your mind. Someone offers you something. Is my onion hai, garlic hai, egg hai. Yaar, chodo yaar. Mind is caught up in small, small things. I'm a vegan. Is there any dairy product? I can understand if you have a problem. Okay, lactose intolerance or something. I can understand that. But barring that, if you're going to look at all these small, small things, 200 rules. Sometimes many religions have this, you know, overplaying these rules, regulations. That doesn't lead to santosha. Like somebody said, everyone from this religion should grow a beard. I can understand. Arabic religion, therefore, water conservation ke liye acha hai. Every day morning shaving to kitna jayega pani. Acha hai, good thing. Then his followers wrote how long the beard should be. I'm not joking. They say, "Isa pakna, cut off your. This should be the length of your beard." So mind goes in length of your beard. We are talking about what? We are talking about moksha, and you are talking about the length of your beard. We are talking about moksha. You are talking about keeping a beard or not. We are talking about moksha. You are talking about onion garlic. Give me a break. Break. Yeah, some dharma, etc. Yes, definitely. Some little principles to live by, some discipline, etc. Yes, nobody says no to that. Nobody says no to that. Some discipline, etc. is healthy. But to keep that whole focus on all the small thing, no? Is losing the point, plus making your mind cranky, not santosha. No, santosha. That's not a cheerful mind. Yeah, the mind is cranky because you're always this karne ka, yene karne ka, one karne ka. Get it? Santosha. Okay. Tapaha. Tapas. Okay. What is tapas? Stepping out of your comfort zone. I always define it like that. It's a modern definition, okay? Tapyati iti tapaha, otherwise you will say, whatever makes you uncomfortable, hot, like sitting on a hot seat, tapyati iti, you're sitting on a hot seat. Eh? Meaning what? You're being uncomfortable. How will you be uncomfortable? Step out of your comfort zone. We always do like this only. Do it differently and see, nah? We all get comfortable in a rut. It may be a happy rut. But we get comfortable and happy. Get out of that. Get out of that. Rishikesh camp, someone has been already asking, you know, how are the bathroom times? Rishikesh. You're coming to Rishikesh for moksha or bathroom time? It's a modern ashram. Comforts are there. But worry is already started. I may not be able to handle it. Hundreds of people are handling it. You can't handle it. Kya aasman se tapka hai? Yeah. I said, don't worry. Attached bathroom toilet there. Huh, really? Yes, I said.
Huh? Major problems.
Can you imagine? It has become a problem. Two generation back, hum log sab jungle mein jata tha. Two generation back, I'm talking. Will I get a single room? No way. There are too many people. Because you are used to it. Of course, I can understand you are used to that. Yeah. Who wouldn't like a single room? I would like. Who doesn't know? I like for the practicalities. Of, a lot of people want to come and talk to me. So there is a privacy available for them who want to come and talk. That's all. I always do care for a padang. But can you see that we are so oriented to that comfort? Don't worry. Bathroom toilet is there. Hot water is also there. Early morning cup of tea is also there for those who need tea before to start the day. Tea is available as early as 5 o'clock in the morning. From 5 to 6:30 it is available. No problems. No coffee at 5:30, no. 5 o'clock, no coffee. At breakfast time, there will be tea or coffee. At breakfast, you will get coffee.
Swamiji, I have done 2 camps in Rishikesh and I term it as the best experience.
Yeah, where will you stay in Rishikesh?
At the ashram, I did 2 camps.
At Anashram, Dhanandashram, oh, then you know the setup. Yeah.
Really.
One of the best setups for camps, no? Yeah, because it's geared for that. The whole thing is geared for that. But tapas is getting out of that comfort zone. Yeah, getting out of that comfort. Doing anything. You're used to eating 3 times a day minimum. So one day don't eat. Fasting. Tapas. Yeah. Simple. Yeah. That's what makes it tapas, no? And they don't eat. No eating. Used to jabber talking all the time. So? One day maunam. Yeah. So, all thing, the tapas comes only by stepping out of your comfort zone, that's all. Yeah. Stepping out of comfort zone. Whatever you do. I mean, of course, keeping growth orientation in you. I've never taken drugs in my life, so I'll take drugs. No, that's not taking care of your growth. It doesn't take care of your growth. Yeah. Though if a youngster said that, I would say, fine. Okay, try it out. Unless hardcore like heroin or something where you can get addicted with one dose. Okay. Anything, any growth orientation is tapas. Okay, yeah. Then swadhyaya. Swadhyaya is a self-study. Swadhyaya. It actually comes from, you know what? Svevedaha adhyetavya. Your own branch of the Veda you are supposed to study. Your branch ke Veda ke hoye nahi pata. Branch ke sir. Okay. If you all accept, if you don't know family wise what your tradition is, which Veda it is, you can take it from me. In the sense, I am associated with, as a sannyasi, with Sringeri. Because 4 pitas all sannyasi. If you all accept me as your teacher, then you will be associated with Sringeri. Krishna Yajurveda. That's how it will come. Okay. So you are supposed to study your own branch of the Veda. Nobody does that. But self-study for your growth, spiritual studies, etc. Whatever you all do on your own. One thing is to study from a teacher. The other is studying on your own. Own by yourself. Own as a group. Whatever. Swadhyaya. Why? Because you can always attend classes. No? So some amount of self-study. That's called Swadhyaya. Then, Ishvara Pranidhanani. Ishvara Pranidhanam. What is Ishvara Pranidhanam? Okay. Surrender to Ishvara. Literally it is surrender to Ishvara. Worship of Ishvara. Because in yoga also, there is Ishvara. That's why I'm saying it can't be strictly secular. In that modern definition of the word secular, you can't have because this is there. It can be the God of your understanding. That way we can make it multi-religious. Because in yoga also, the God that is defined there is not like in Vedanta. not abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Vishesha purusha is called God in yoga, a special being. So then you can invoke God in any form, that's okay. So all religions can follow the practice without a problem. But the fact remains that it has got a religious background. So why? Because Ishvara Pranidhan makes you capable of karma yoga. No? How can you have Ishvara Arpanam and Prasada Buddhi if God is not there in your life? In your thinking, in your understanding, God is not there. Then where is karma yoga? Karma yoga will only mean a professional attitude, stress management, etc. Nothing more than that. Which is okay, but nothing more than that. And karma yoga is supposed to be much, much more than that. Much, much more than that. Therefore, Ishvara Pranidhanam becomes an important part of the niyamas. Therefore, yama niyama together deal with all the value structure. They become the base. Why? Because if you look at all this, they give you a certain freedom from conflict. It is not limited to these values. By following this, other values also come into the picture. Your ethical, Ishvara's ethical order, you are following. Ishvara's ethical order is recognized instinctively. Everyone recognizes it. That instinctive recognition is there, but that instinctive recognition has to be analyzed and understood. Recognition you will have, it has to be analyzed and understood. This analysis and understanding is what is being done here. Your value clarification, as we call it. We did that elaborately in the Gita. Other values and the 20 values, all that we have seen elaborately in the Gita. Then other chapters, other values had come in, all that we have seen. Therefore, the ethical order, when you follow, there is a certain amount of freedom from conflict. If you understand the ethics well and follow it well in a relative manner. Universal but relative manner. This is important. Universal but relative manner you follow, it's fine. Life is smooth. Relative freedom from conflict is there. That makes my mind available. Then as an anga, the next one he says, asana comes into the picture. What is that? Kara charanadi, samsthana, vishesha lakshanani, padma swastikadini, asanani. He says, kara charanadi, hands and feet, etc. Adi, your body, your trunk, your head, etc. All that thing comes in. Samsthana vishesha lakshanani. Keeping them in special positions is called asanas. Literally, na? Hand, legs, head, adi, vadat, head, body, etc. Keeping them in special arrangement. Like he says, padmasana, swastikasana, etc. Now, two aspects in this. Okay? Two aspects in this. One purely spiritual and the other to keep your body healthy for spiritual pursuits. No. If you are having body ache, this, that, can't walk, heart problem, diabetes, how much of Vedanta you'll be following? All the time you're taking care of your body only. Therefore, one part is health part of it. Therefore, yoga was an exercise system geared for health. It came up among monks first. Why? Get it? You need a system of exercising that will keep your internal organs healthy, but which will not expend too many calories. The sadhus khayega kitna? Bhiksha mein kya milna utna hai? When I was living in Rishikesh, Bhiksha was 10 kilos lighter than what I am. So, you can't ask a sadhu to go and do weightlifting. No? Hey, usme proteins gana padta, hey, gana padta, kya karega? You can't say, go jogging. As it is, the character is 10 kilos lighter than what. Abhi jogging bhi karega, usko upar kitna weight loss ho jayega? Can you see the how the exercise system evolved, you have to understand. Okay? So you evolved an exercise system which will keep your internal organs healthy without expending energy. Now, to keep your internal organs healthy, you need to squeeze and twist all the internal organs. Squeeze them too, so that all the toxins inside comes out. Then expand it so that it will absorb all the positive things from the bloodstream. So basically you will have what? Forward bending, backward bending, sideways bending, twisting, standing, seated. And some weight bearing. If you look at it, all asanas are covered in this. Correct? All asanas are covered in this. You have a yoga teacher here, you can check up with her. That's it. And when you hold a position, two things. Health, I'm talking only from a health standpoint now. Okay? Your bioelectric energy in the body is developed. That takes care of your health very well. That's why if you do only yoga, you won't lose weight. No, but Kareena Kapoor and all lost weight by doing yoga. Yeah, 100 Surya Namaskar. Yeah, and all that, you know, bluffing as a only yoga. If you do 100 Surya Namaskar, you will also lose weight. So Surya Namaskar will develop some strength, etc. In you. In fact, it's a good exercise, all body exercise. No? Dand was a martial version of the Surya Namaskar. Purely strength development, etc. So the Dand we did. First thing. Dand is your push-ups. Indian style push-ups. So this is purely for health. Low expenditure of energy. At the same time, the exercise and the organs are kept healthy. Internal organs are kept healthy. This was for health. Why? Because the monk also has to have health, no? The student of Vedanta has to have basic health or not. Then, but it is not only meant for health. You are laying the foundation of meditation there. Why? You get into a pose. Then, be aware. What is the sensation in different places? Where is comfortable? Where is not comfortable? Where is the stretch coming? Where is it? How you have placed your hands, legs, etc. All that. It becomes an awareness exercise. Meditation is awareness, no? Witnessing, to witness, Sakshi Bhava meditation. So this becomes witnessing of your body in different postures. So it becomes an awareness. In fact, that's how it's supposed to be practiced. For health, there was dynamic practices of yoga asanas also available. Your vinyasa, it's called, no? Vinyasa and all that. Yoga vinyasa and all.
Even without vinyasa,
you can have dynamic practices, yeah. So that is for health as an exercise system. As an awareness system, slow, hold, watch, witnessing. So the base for meditation is put up there in asanas, in that sense. This is what yoga was meant to be. Asanani. Are you getting the idea? So it's actually all meant for mastery of the mind. So asana is also meant for mastery of the mind. Then what? Pranayama, okay? Rechaka Puraka Kumbhaka Lakshanaha Prana Nigraha Upaya Pranayama Pranayama, plural, what is that? Simple, he says Prana Nigraha Upaya. Upayas means to master your prana, your energy systems. Not just breath. If it was only breath, they would have used the word shvasa yamaha. Shvasam is to breathe. So shvasa yamaha would have become the term. But they use the word prana yamaha to control your pranas, your internal energy in your system. The working of your energy you control by using what? Rechaka, purakaha, kumbhakaha. Rechaka is what? Exhalation. Okay? Puraka is filling it up. Inhalation. Kumbhaka is holding. to hold your breath. Fill it up and hold. Exhale and hold. Depending upon what pranayama you are doing, how you are doing it, etc. It's a huge lot of pranayamas available. All your qigong work, exercise, all that are pranayamas. Different types of pranayamas. Used for different types of things. That's it. Why? Control the energy, etc. That's another way of what? Learning to focus from external to internal. Look at it. Values are dealing with your interactions with the world. Then, awareful of body, etc. Correct? Then, prana, more internal. Are you getting the idea? You are shifting attention. Paranchikani vyatirnak swayambhu paran pashyati nantaratma. Where have you seen this? Katopanishad. Katopanishad. Your kahani sense organs are focused outside. Therefore, paran pashyati. Not the atma. You say all focus is. Kaschid diraha avritta chakshuhu atmanam aikshan. Desiring to know the self, he turns his focus towards himself. That's exactly what you are doing. Huh? Values in terms of function, external focus. Then asana, body. Then internal now, prana. Can you see how you're going? Avrata chakshuhu we are doing here. This is yoga, okay? Avrata chakshuhu. Yeah. Therefore, if you are not taken care of mind, etc., and you're practicing asanas, you are not a yogi. You're only doing some yoga exercises. You're doing yoga exercise, that's all. That avrata, that's what is coming in. Yeah. Why? Because the next one is pratyahara. You can just quickly mention. Indriyanam, swasva vishebhyah, pratyaharanam pratyaharah. Withdrawing the sense objects from their function, respective function. This is at the seat of meditation. You are totally withdrawing it. You are not thinking about, kya ho gaya? We did that today morning. Everything is coming inside. Look at it. Now, okay, I will, this thing, to next class I will go to the other part of it. Okay? So, pratyahara here, in this context, mentioned only for at the seat of meditation. You are withdrawing. This is not meant for life. I have seen some champions talking about it like that. Don't read the newspaper, don't watch TV, because you are supposed to be practicing pratyahara. That is foolish. Your awareness of the world, what happened to that? Your awareful living, kya ho gaya? Went out of the window. No. Here, pratyahara in this, that complete withdrawing is only for the seat, at the seat of meditation. Because after this, we are going to go into dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Okay. Then, I want you all to think, value structure in functioning is very clear, not a problem. How asana, pranayama, pratyahara will come into your functioning world? Think about it. Next class we will go into that and complete the eight paths, eight steps. Okay? Om Tat Sat.